Blog Talk Radio.
What do you know? I'm about a minute late. I do apologize. But here we are again. This is Fernando on Fernando Poniente Show. It is Sunday night. As we go on to whatever you're doing, I'm just going to be here talking about myself or things I want to talk about. So grab a cup of coffee, pull up a chair, pay attention. We're going to be talking about some news, some odd news, local news. That's always good. Here in Chicago, we're going to be reading some, you know, Chicago news. We'll talk about that. Product preview by Dawn and also the Hunt Sections. And a spotlight on who is Daniel Razon. Razon. I was reading that first time. I thought it was Razon, like a Razor Ramon, you know. That's Daniel Razon. Kuya Daniel Razon. Plus, we'll read a blog post from esoriano.wordpress.com. And it is this is Brother Eli Soriano's blog, and this is the award-winning, the most, not controversial, I was going to say, educational blog to follow. You go to esoriano.wordpress.com and you should be able to, we're going to be reading some blog posts from that. And if you go to shopinsuperhighway.com, that some of the products there we're going to be talking about. Just one product we're going to pick, and Dawn's going to go through that. And that's it. We're going to do some happy birthday sections. Also, we're going to be doing some on this day. That's right. So grab a piece of paper, a pen and paper. Just be able to learn something from here. That's right. Yeah, you're going to learn something from here. If you want to participate, 347-884-8125. That's the number you're going to call. We're going to put some... what is that? Start the chat session. And all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. We are live. Today is the May 2nd, 2010. Also, there's going to be podcasts. So if you're going to be listening to this podcast and it's not May 2nd, or, I mean, it's... happy whatever your date you're listening to. But you can also find me on Facebook. My name is Fernando Poniente. That's P-O-N-I-E-N-T-E. Or you can just Google the coolest person, the coolest dude, the coolest guy in the whole wide world. Or the cool Filipino guy. You'll see my face there. Or just Google handsome. There you go. That's me. All right. Also, we're going to be playing some song today, tonight, during the break. So hang on tight. And right now, we're going to go through the On This Day, as always. I don't know if you want to know this, but the Soviet Union, back in 1945 on this day, they actually announced the fall of Berlin. Of course you like this. That's the fall of Berlin, 1945. And the Allies announced the surrender of Nazi troops. You know, the Adolf Hitler and the crew actually surrendered in Italy and parts of Austria. Also, on May 2nd, 1903, Benjamin Spock. No, not the... Not the Mr. Spock from from the Star Trek. Benjamin Spock, the American pediatrician whose books in child rearing influenced generations of parents, was actually born this day. Fortunately, following his death on March 15, 1998. And we move on. We go back to 1590. The artist Leonardo da Vinci actually died back in 1590. That's tragic. That's right. 1670 on this date, the Hudson Bay Company was chartered by England's King Charles II. And also 1863, the Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson was accidentally wounded by his own men at the Chancellorsville, Virginia. He died 8 days later. That's, wow. Accidentally wounded by his own men. Really? Also, 1890, the Oklahoma Territory was organized on this date. Bet you didn't know that, huh? I didn't know either. I'm just reading this from New York Times, nytimes.com. Learned a lot of stuff from there. Also, 1932, we're going to fast forward here. 1932, Jack Benny's first radio show actually aired on this date on the NBC Blue Network. And we're going to be fast forward. We're going to be to 1974. Former Vice President Spiro T. Agnew was actually disbarred by the Maryland Court of Appeals. I didn't care about. Oh well, whatever. Also, 1997, Tony Blair became at age 44 the British youngest prime minister in 185 years. Get that, Tony Blair. Wow. He has something in common with the President Barack Obama, actually the youngest one, I think, besides the one president that was younger, I think. But I don't know. We'll see about that. 2009, on this day, Jack Kemp, actually a former quarterback, congressman, and vice presidential nominee, died age of 73. That's right. All right, we're going to go to the birthday, if you are having a birthday today, and if you are my friends on Facebook or MySpace or following me on Twitter, and if you are having a happy birthday today, happy birthday to you. You know, I'm going to get those one of this day. How about a clapping happy birthday today? God bless you. May God give you more years, and on this day, actually, Theodore Bickel, he's an actor, turns 86 today, my favorite singer, Engelbert Humperdinck, the singer, turns 74 today, and Bianca Jagger. Maybe she's related to Mick Jagger. I don't know. She's an actress. Actually turns 65 today. Also, the country singer Larry Gatlin turns 62. And also the rock singer from Foreigner turns 60 today, Lou Graham. Also, Dwayne Johnson. Wow, he is 42 years old today. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, turns 42. Happy birthday, Dwayne. Also, David Beckham, soccer player, turns 35. And figure skater Sarah Hughes turns 25. And those, my friend, are the birthday sections of the day. We're going to be moving on here in a little bit. And here we go. We're reading some news here. Some NBA playoffs things, okay? I don't know that I haven't been following the NBA, National, you know, the basketball, Men's Basketball Association. We'll read some of that, okay? I know that Chicago did not make it Heartache, man. Heartache. Actually, Cleveland Cavaliers actually eliminated them. And on the round one in the NBA playoffs. And the opening round, I don't know if you guys have been following that, the opening rounds of the playoffs, more likely kind of a, you know, old guy still getting the job done because of the Shaquille O'Neal, Boston Celtics, and San Antonio. So, and also showcase, it also showed that the promise of the future of the Oklahoma City. Actually, the number one seeds in both the East and the West actually advanced. Very good. And also, there was one series sweep. And one series went to seven games. So, like I said, Cleveland Cavaliers actually fight off Chicago Bulls. Actually, they ended up at 41. So, I mean, Bulls got the one win from them. So, and previously, and you know, the Bulls had actually won all five postseason meetings with the Cavaliers. But those are the days. they had like you know, the heir, Michael Jordan. I mean, come on, Jordan is one of the greatest player of all time. I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, LeBron James, you know, he's carrying the 23. I mean, he is actually giving up his number 23, and he's going to wear number 6. Wow. So, and of course, you know, all the stats that goes in there, LeBron James, I mean, if he keeps it up, I think he's going to surpass, I mean, Michael Jordan, if he can take Cleveland on his shoulder like Michael did back in the day. I think he can do it. I mean, he is, to me, I mean, you know, he's tough in court. I mean, he's always, I don't know what he believes on when it comes to religion, but I think he's kind of a, you know, a humble type of person. It's not like, you know, if you compare him to, let's say, Allen Iverson, Carmelo Anthony, you know, LeBron is, you know, he's a different class, what I say. I'm not bringing down Allen Iverson or Carmelo Anthony or anything like that. If you're a fan of him, of them, I don't want to get any letters or anything like that, hate mail. So I'm just comparing those three. I like all three of them as far as, you know, being a basketball player or being an individual. But they all have different characteristics, I should say. Well, you know, Jordan won all of those six times when they met with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but he did not win the NBA championship until his seventh season. So James actually just finished his seventh season. Of course, Bill Russell won his first season, actually, and won 11 championships. And Russell also wore number 6, so... I don't know, James, what are you going to do, LeBron? So you going to wear number 6, and not 23. What about Russell? What about, I don't know, Bill Russell? But anyway, let's move on. Orlando Magic make the Charlotte Bobcats disappear to 4-0. That's a sweep. That's a sweep right there. With Dwight Howard in them. Eliminated Charlotte, man. There's magic. There's magic in Orlando. Atlanta Hawks and Milwaukee Bucks, oh, one of my favorite, also battled the seven games, actually, with the Atlanta Hawks. I think the Milwaukee Bucks got eliminated, you know. Boston Celtics, they beat the Miami Heat. Miami led by a double digit in game one, actually, and did not have to face Kevin Garnett in game two. But they took a 3-0 lead. But Miami avoided a sweep but could not extend the series. That's a bummer. I like Miami Heat also. L.A. Lakers defeated with Oklahoma Thunder. Surprisingly, it was 4-2. And San Antonio Spurs actually outdo the Dallas Mavericks. In a Texas showdown, also 4-2. Phoenix Suns Blaze, actually Portland Trail Blazers, 4-2. Utah Jazz outplayed Denver, actually the 4-42. The Jazz actually beat Denver, and the next, actually they're going to be facing, I think they did, already did, the Lakers. And the Lakers actually won. So those, my friend, those are my NBA recap for you. Sorry if I took a little time on that, but we're going to be doing that pretty soon, I guess. NBA playoffs, and you're going to hear that here on Blog Talk Radio with the Fernando Poniente Show here later on today. Actually, we're going to be doing some Don Section. Don's going to be here today. We're going to be doing some product preview and also Don Section segment. I don't know what she's going to be talking about, but we'll give her about 10-15 minutes of our time. So make sure you get your, open your ears and turn up the volume when she gets here pretty soon. We're going to be talking, I don't know, do you have something in mind? If you guys want to have something in mind, you can call us, 347-884-8125, or you can call me using Skype. You can use Skype for internet calls, for free. So if you have a cell phone, you can do that. So no more excuses, all right? Sick of it. And also, we're going to be doing some, we're going to look at these 10 bizarre Pepsi flavors. I don't know, right across in this one. I was reading the some of the news, catching up on my news. I'm like, what? There is, like, what is this? Some kind of a green Pepsi, or I don't know. We're going to be doing that some around the world, and we're going to do that right now, real quick, okay? Let me give you some rundown. Pepsi, okay? Pepsi's been doing all this. We've had that before, like the clear Pepsi. I don't know if you guys ever remember that. That did not go really good. You know, a lot of people hated it. Cucumber, actually, that's a big thing in Japan and in Asia somewhere. Also, there's ice cream flavor. We'll tell you what country actually there are. So maybe you can, if you want to do that, if you want to taste some ice cream flavor Pepsi, maybe you can go to that country. But anyway, and Pepsi Retro in Mexico, actually, they are bringing back the old Pepsi, maybe like just full of 90% sugar in it. I don't know. It was actually released into the Mexican market, actually, just 2 years ago. And then actually introductory campaign was rife with a retro Pepsi imagery, and if you see in the if you remember the old look, the old Pepsi look, you know, that the beige and all that with the Pepsi Cola in it, that's what it actually is. They actually have the bottle also. They also have a can, and they have the non-refundable glass bottles, and actually has plastic bottles also. So if you're in Mexico, if you happen to be in Mexico, you can go ahead and pick up the retro Pepsi Cola in Pepsi Cola. That's right. I'm not getting paid for this. Pepsi's not getting paid for this, or Pepsi's not paying me for this, but I thought it was pretty cool. Actually, in Japan, they have a Pepsi Ice Cucumber, actually. In Japan, that's to go. It's green and slimy and all that stuff. And also, they have the Pepsi Azuki in Japan. That is a sweet bean flavored Pepsi. Sweet bean. That is right. You heard it here. Sweet beans. They call it Azuki. Azuki. And also in Russia, they have the, like I said, Pepsi ice cream flavored Pepsi in Russia. So if you happen to be going to Russia, you can pick up those. Actually, maybe they still have them. if you're lucky enough. And and also in Japan, they also have the Pepsi Shiso. Shiso. I don't know what that means, but it's a wacky entry from the Pepsi Japan. Actually, Shiso. It looks like it has a brilliant green illuminate reminiscence of toxic nuclear waste to it. And it looks like the thing you see, and I don't know if you see in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoons, that's the green thing like that, slimy, similar. It has a aromatic leaf with a slightly similar smell and taste to basil. So, I don't know. Not looking forward to that, though. Pepsi Gold, if you go to actually Europe and Asia, actually, the Pepsi Gold is nothing. Actually, the came out with that because of World Cup, and it has a Pepsi Gold. Actually, has a actually ginger flavor. Yeah, so it came out. It's out in the soccer-loving nations such as Germany, Finland, Central Europe, Middle East, and Southeast Asia. Maybe Philippines would have those. I don't know. So, and also the Australia and Spain, they have the Pepsi Samba. The Pepsi Samba is nothing but flavored with mango and tamarind. So if you want to go there to South America, you can go Pepsi Samba and start doing the Samba. And also in Japan, Blue Hawaii. In Blue Hawaii, you can get that in Japan. Actually, this, you know, has like Elvis. It comes with a Blue Hawaii from Elvis. Actually, Japan loves actually Elvis out there. It looks like it's just, I don't know. I mean, it's blue. That's what it looks. That's what it looks like. Pepsi Boom, actually in Germany and in Italy and Spain, it has a what is this? It's caffeine free, and it has like sugar and artificial sweeteners. So I don't know what's in it, but it's Pepsi Boom. That means no caffeine. Also, Japan, they have a Pepsi Baobab. Baobab. Actually, what is this? It's actually one of the newest they have there, and it's due to be released later this month. So forget mangosteen, acai, or pomegranate and goji berries. Baobab is the new trendy flavor we'll be seeing way too much over the next while. Actually, Baobab, also known as the bottle tree. This is weird. It's white tree native to southern Africa and Australia. It's fruit. It's called monkey bread. It's said to have a flavor reminiscent to wine gum. And not as bad basis for a soda. So there you go. There you have it. That is the Cola Wars, actually, Pepsi's on the leading trend on them when it comes to flavors. So if you have any ideas on, like, let's say, coming up with your own flavors, I think Pepsi-Cola or Coca-Cola is having, if you go to their website, you can actually recommend those. You never know. Maybe you'll have your next Pepsi-Cola. Answer that? All right. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break now.
Daddy said, ain't no single mother or two safe in the world these days. And you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. So this little briefcase, but I decline. Cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine. And I was so afraid for my babies at that time. Don't know the kind of anger I held inside. He would have died.
If I had a gun, he wouldn't be here today. I get on my knees and pray for the lawyers to plead my case. For what I would have done, I'd look them right in the eyes. Lord knows that I can lie. I need an alibi. If I had a gun.
My daddy don't know. The father of my kids came over drunk one night. Wanted a big fight. Call me every name he could think of, and that ain't right. He didn't reach for his knife, so I got mad. Never knew all the strength inside that I had. Now I'm sure he'll never come back over here like that. But if I would have listened to my dad, everybody.
Hey yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show, y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
All right, I think that was my cue. That's that trumpet welcome. What do you call that? The royal welcome, the royal introduction. That's one of the things. Sorry, I had to cut it off early because I had a. Unfortunately, I'm using the phone to broadcast this podcast, and then all of a sudden I got a phone call from the Philippines. So. I had to take that one. But anyway, that was the music from Liz Toussaint. That's called If I Had a Gun. Liz Toussaint was at the Fernando Poniente show 6 months ago or last year or something like that. Something like that. But anyway, if you can go to Liz Toussaint, you can find her on Facebook. She is a Chicago native, and she also has multiple gigs going on around the Chicagoland. So if you want to follow her on Facebook, you can do so. That's LizToussaint. LizToussaint. Toussaint. Sounds like a French. But anyway, we're going to do a little introductions with Kuya Daniel Razon. Actually, as the vice presiding minister of the... members of Church of God, Kuya Daniel Razon. If you don't know who he is, you can go to danielrazon.com and you can see a little bit of his biography there. And actually, he's the I'm not gonna go through an half hour introduction for Kuya Daniel, but he is a man of God. And I strongly believe that God is using him, utilizing his talent to spread his gospel or the God's will, his news, good news to mankind. That's right. All right. Daniel is actually, if you go to danielrazon.com, he's done a lot of stuff, a lot of good things. Good deeds, helping the poor, helping the helpless, assisting those who are in need, especially his Filipino. There's some screaming going on here in the studio, but I think that's the Disney studio on the other side. We have the Disney kids on the other side, and I think Hannah Montana just arrived, so that's why they are screaming right now. But anyway, I'll go back to Kuya Daniel. It's his work. He did a lot of public service, and he has various public service projects that were launched by him. It's actually through his television programs and all geared toward helping so many poor Filipinos. And hope and that I believe that his mission is to help not just Filipinos but kids and poor all over the country or all over the world. That's what I'm saying. One thing that he has actually is what I like is a clinic Ni Kuya Daniel. It's actually located on ground floor of the UN TV building. The clinic offers free medical assistance to anyone who needs it, starting 4:45 a.m. Every weekday, and volunteer medical experts are there to provide assistance to anyone who walks through its door. And also, he has a boutique on Kuya Daniel's. Actually, Kuya Daniel's pharmacy. Again, it's needed by sound give to you know, as free medicines to those who cannot afford medical checkup. That is why after having a cost/slash checkup, the poor can go straight to Clear Daniel's Pharmacy and off to wellness. Also, he has a job fair with Kuya Daniel. If you are job seeking in the Philippines and got, you know, it's making it easier for you with this project and brings your jobs closer to you. Law Center in Kuya Daniel is actually composed of lawyers and paralegal staff. The Law Center Nikuya team is most willing and able to be consulted and to give sound legal advice to the poor. Actually, this is all for free, and actually working as early as 4:45 a.m. And also, he has a Libreng Sakay sa bus. It's a free bus ride, and a lot of people actually thanking Kuya Daniel for doing this. And I think this is, my heart goes out to Kuya Daniel, so giving those free rides for bus rides to those who are in need. And also, he has a Libreng Sakay sa MRT, is a free MRT ride. It's actually like a metro, if you compare that to what they have in the Philippines. Medical Missions, actually, he has, you know, he's doing that also. And actually started from the poor in remote provinces to professionals in the media industry. Kuya Daniel's Medical Missions continues with his mobile clinic. Incorporated, cooperation with UNTV, and Ang Dating Daan, Mr. Public Service brings professional medical care to indigenous and industrious individuals to their localities on a regular basis. Also, he has the Munting Pangarap, Small Dream, that's what he calls. And if you are like the vast number of Filipinos who dream of having small business to propel their lives towards success, this Small Dream program actually must just be the answer you're looking for. If you're in the Philippines, Kuya Daniel Razon is the leading light behind this endeavor of giving impoverished individuals a new start of life. I'm sorry. And actually, Air UNTV 37 Munting Pangarap provides these poor people with humble help that may start their new business or locate a lost son or daughter or family. Munting Pangarap helps people to live a decent life and inspire others to do the same. So that is Kuya Daniel Razon. If you can follow him on, he has a Facebook page. If you go to Facebook page, you can type in Daniel Razon, R-A-Z-O-N. Actually, if you go to UNTV Network, that is one of his work, and also the Isang Araw Lang, just one day. I think this is the foundations. So go to the DanielRazon.com, and you should be able to find them, not find them, but read all of his works and all that. So we'll move on. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. We'll move on to the product preview first, and Dawn will enlighten you on some of the products that we have, that the Shop and Super Highway have. Without further ado, here is Dawn.
Yeah. So the featured product line for today is Timeless Prescription. You can find this over at shopinsuperhighway.com. That's shopinsuperhighway.com. Or you can also find us at marketamerica.com/T as in Paul, O-N-I-E, N as in Nancy, T-E. Timeless Prescription. We have some of the products in the Timeless Prescription line is the anti-blemish lotion comprised of calamine powder, salicylic acid, isopropyl alcohol, and camphor overnight spot treatment for blemishes. Timeless Prescription Anti-Aging Essentials 3-Piece Kit. I have literally seen people that are in their upper 40s. They must be in their upper 40s based on their age. However, they look like they're in their early 30s when they use this product. And they also take care of their health with the Isotonics line and various health and nutrition products that we also carry. All right, so the 3-Piece Kit, we have this 3-Piece Kit with a facial exfoliating cleanser, MDI firming activator, and face firming moisturizer. It's a great product, lasts a long time. Our customers have excellent results, and they are very pleased with this product. Timeless Prescription Face Firming Moisturizer with MDI Complex, blend of moisturizers, vitamins, and botanical antioxidants, reduces the appearance of discoloration and irritation, providing protection from free radicals. That's right, your skin is your largest organ on your body, so you definitely want to put those protection from free radicals on your skin. We also have the Timeless Prescription MDI Firming Activator. We carry the 3-piece kit, which has it, but we also sell it separately. We sell the 3-step separately. The Timeless Prescription MDI Firming Activator tones and refreshes skin. It increases cellular water retention, prepares skin to be exfoliated. And we also have the Timeless Prescription Facial Exfoliating Cleanser with enzymes and MDI Complex. It's soap-free and fragrance-free, so that means hypoallergenic, right, guys? You know, like, a lot of times when soaps have those smelly perfume things, it can cause allergies. Well, this one is soap-free and fragrance-free. It gently removes dirt and excess oil without tightness or irritation. Great. That's so important, because why do you want to wash your face? Like, your face is going to feel irritated and tight, right? Especially when it's still all dry. So a great product. Timeless Prescription 3-Step Acne Care System. We have our customers love this product, especially those that have severe acne or even like moderate acne on a daily basis. This oil-free system, safe for all skin types. Natural moisturizers and botanical extracts help to reduce the appearance of pore diameter and clear blemishes with each use. Contains stabilized time-release benzoyl. That's key. It's time-release benzoyl peroxide, a powerful acne-fighting ingredient that maintains potency over time. We also have the Timeless Prescription Pervoderm Anti-Blemish Formula. Helps normalize discolored skin associated with acne, promotes repair of minor skin damage caused by acne, helps maintain a clear complexion. And last ones I'm going to mention for right now is the Timeless Prescription FACE PADS, Facial Astringent Cleansing Enzyme. For acne or blemish-sensitive skin, eliminates grease, body oils, and other skin contaminants, non-irritating. I would say that this is like top of the line product. You know, you take it along with you, especially if you have oily face. You take that with you on the go, and definitely a great product. Thank you for your time and listening. Once again, you get that from shopinfuperhighway.com. If you think about it, the internet's known as the Superhighway, and you're going to go shop in Superhighway. That's our website, shopinsuperhighway.com. Or you can also go to marketamerica.com/Poniente, as in same Poniente name as the Fernando Poniente Show. Thank you and have a great and blessed day. Hi, this is Dawn again. This is Dawn's section of the Fernando Poniente Show. Okay, it was brought to my attention, and I hope that I hope I'm not offending Filipinos out there, Filipinas, but I just wanna say something about what I found out today, that there's some kind of Filipino revolution. They're trying to get like a bunch of people to get together that says like, let's go back in time, you know, let's not have any association with America, with other countries, you know, take out all the Philippines is a very diverse country. It has, like, Chinese, Spanish, maybe even French, you know, yeah, it's got to be French in there, too, you know. And then, I mean, it's just a very diverse culture, and then they want to strip that all away and go back in time. So my question to them is, I have several questions. Okay, so that means you're not going to fly an airplane. Who created boats? I mean, if you don't want any, like, boats been around, like, before, like, the modern ships is what I mean. And so, praise be to God that God gave wisdom to Christians, and a lot of things that are designed, like airplanes, are created by Christians. And also, then I started thinking about it. I was like, how would this be like in the Bible time? You know, it's like, that would be like the Jews saying they're not going to go anywhere because they have their own problems and that they want to just stay within their community. Didn't Jesus in the Bible have something with the Pharisees that didn't really want to go outside their, and they didn't want to reach the Gentiles, they didn't, like, or at least the ones he addressed, they just were with the law, you know? And so my question to this person that started trying to do the revolutionary is, are you Christian? Because Jesus says, go forth and teach all nations. That means you have to get out of your box, out of your country. Philippines not a box, but if it's about a comfort zone, you know, you got to get out of your comfort zone. So what this guy is saying is that he wants to change the official name of the country to a Tagalog name and move English names from and remove English names from geography and replace with Tagalog names by 2020. Okay, was Tagalog the first language? Because there's, like, lots of dialects. So why is it Tagalog? Okay, remove the word palace from the name of the president's residence. Permanently remove all similar names from civic and public buildings that imply a leadership above the people. Our country is a republic reformed by the people, of the people, and for the people. He says, identify key social and educational obstacles faced by the common Filipino citizen. What would be that? I mean, like, there's so many people. Where did the nursing and doctor profession come from? You know, I mean, well, maybe it came, like, before even the Filipinos. So, I mean, the Philippines hasn't always been around. The world was actually created as one continent, and over time, when the people did not want to separate, God separated the continent. He confused people's language, so they can't have the first them in the same language. So But maybe the guy is not Christian, but, you know, we still got to show him the love of Christ. And so that's what I'm saying. And I mean, it's just like, let me give you a metaphor, okay? A metaphor regarding if you want to just be concerned with the people of your own country. Here's a metaphor. You know what? Everybody has, like, every household has household chores. And if you choose not to go to church, because you have to do your household chores. Fernando's kind of confused right now. It's like saying that, you know, I mean, the household chores are always going to be there. You know, just like with the, you not wanting to go out to reach other people. People are still going to be there. You know what I mean? You should just want to reach out to them. Because it's like about it's not motivate. It's kind of like making yourself do it even though you don't want to for good purpose.
All right, that was well put. I was just kind of confused on that. You're trying to use that, the household chores, and like, what? Did I just use that a couple days ago? Are you trying to copy me? But anyway, this is, I mean, activism. It's, you know, and Jose Rizal online, actually, I got invited to that, and we read some of that thing, and my co-host here disagree with that, and then I also disagree, you know, and also disagree.
Well, I was looking at your Facebook page. It seems that you joined the group. Could you please tell me again and the listeners why you joined the group.
Well, the group, just because you are in part of the group, it doesn't mean you join that. You know, like I said, if the group, the Facebook group says support breast cancer, that means you are supporting breast cancer. But if it just says group for breast cancer, that means you're there for research or to talk about breast cancer. So I joined the group because maybe I can, shed some light to those who are, like, lost. I mean, this is like, they're talking about maybe, you know, bringing back the Tagalog, and like you said, you mentioned that Philippines has 8 major dialects. You know what I mean? What about the Pampangueño, the Chavacanos, and all that, you know? And other, you know, type of dialects in the Philippines. You know, you can't just do that. And also just like backpedaling, you know what I mean? If you can, the society it's there. You know, I mean, if you do that, it's just like saying, you know, let's all give the American Indians all their lands. You know, let's give all the lands, the Arizona and all that, California, to the Mexicans. You know, I mean, God allowed that, and God provided that for his work and for his things, I think. But I think, fortunately, this person that, started the group, but did not understand that. But hopefully I can, shine some light to that. But anyway, enough of that. I'm going to be reading some of the blogs on the Brother Eli Soriano's on esoriano.wordpress.com. I'm going to be reading some of the blog posts that he did. This is back in a couple days ago, or a couple months ago, rather. It's called Scrutinizing the World's Greatest Religions. These are talked about the greatest religion. What is that? The Catholic. Okay. And he started, Brother Eli actually started and says, not all great things are good or of God. That's a Bible quote from the Revelation 17:5. And then quoting in, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. And continue on here. I'm going to be reading as it is. So just bear with me here. Is it clear in the verse that this great Babylon is the mother of all abomination upon the earth? There are gangs and legal organizations that grow to be international, traversing boundaries and continents and countries heavily guarded by armed authorities. It may be a paradox in this world where fundamental laws and mount of powerful people condemn evil. The irony is so clear that while human society condemns evil in open, evil grows to be, quote-unquote, great in the underworld. The Bible has the explanation in Psalms 37:35. In American Standard Version says it says, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. Okay, what does it grow to be great? The answer, evil have the power to influence even the good. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 15:33, and it says, be not deceived, evil companionships corrupt good morals. So this is, and the aggravating factor is that while most world's leaders condemn evil by mouth, they approve or tolerate it by heart. That's in Romans 1:32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Killing persons mercilessly or mercifully is against the scripture. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. If we love our enemies, we will not kill them. In fact, we are obliged to feed them when hungry and alleviate their thirst when thirsty. Find that in Romans 12:20. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fires in his head. The logic is clear. If we can love our enemies by heart, the more we can love our relatives and friends, and even ourselves. It is marvelous while the Catholic Church professes to be the only true religion in the world, it has in its known history records of murders and mutiny and heretics and innocent people. You'll find that in a modern Catholic dictionary in page 280. The Vatican's reading in the polls right now. Some of the foreign polls, and actually March 16th the 22nd of year 2000, volume 8, number 370. The Vatican's actually it says John Paul II embracing the crucifix in Saint Peter's Basilica and penance in a public confession unprecedented in the history of Roman Catholic Church. Begged forgiveness on Sunday for the sins of the church over the past 2,000 years. The pontiff referred especially to the Crusades and to the 300,000 people who were burned at the stake in Inquisitions. So biblical records reveal that Christians were murdered, but never were murderers. Murderers are of the devil. It's found in John 8:44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. In the time of the Israelites, only condemned people are being put to death mercilessly. Found in Hebrews 10:28-29. It says, he that despised Moses, lo die. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two of three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified on the holy thing, and hath done spite unto the Spirit of grace. It is God's command to his people to execute his judgment unto the condemned people. It says that in Deuteronomy 17:2-6. If there be found among you within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God, in transgressing his covenant at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death, but at the mouth of the witness he shall not be put to death. All right, listeners, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but we'll continue this tomorrow night. Actually, bring it in here about 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow night here at blogtalkradio.com. I was actually reading the esoriano.wordpress.com as a blog post called Scrutinizing the World's Greatest Religion. We're going to be continuing that tomorrow. Unfortunately, we're out of time, right? Just a recap on that, just shop online at shoppingsuperhighway.com. And Don has talked about the timeless prescriptions. You know, I did the NBA playoffs recap. We'll be doing that again, not tomorrow, but in the near future. So I'm signing off. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show once again. To God be the...